Just on a different vein here, we were going to talk about, or did talk a little bit the other day about sewing and clothes. And you're quite a seamstress, and there are several. I believe it was your grandmother, who was a great grandmother. If you wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, you might take along a little square of cloth to use as a wood. What would you might call that little piece of cloth if you wanted to compare?
I would say sample.
Sample of cloth.
You might say swatch.
Yes. If so, well, last night I believe you told me about, we were talking about watches and where the watch pocket might be. If someone had on a vest, you know, and they would put the watch in the vest rather than in the trousers. Is there another word for a vest that comes to your mind?
No.
Especially if it's the same material as a coat in the pants of a suit.
I always heard it referred to as vest.
How about waistcoat?
Well, now, I've read that, but I never heard it used here.
It's not a term.
Never heard it used around here.
At all. And you would not really refer to a vest as a jacket?
No.
That to you, a vest
no.
is just a sleeveless?
A vest, we think of those, just like you said, where it went with a man's suit. Mm-hmm. And I understand they're coming back in vogue now.
I think they look good. I really
yes.
like them. I've always liked them. You said a man's suit. Do you think of a suit as when the coat and the pants, the trousers match?
Yes.
And if it's a jacket of a different type, how would you, maybe the pants and the jacket were different colors, or one's solid and plaid, how might you refer to that jacket?
As a jacket. Or a sports coat.
And what might you wear over your dress in the kitchen to protect it from?
An apron.
Just to get the difference in the words, if you were to sign your name in the ink, you might use a
pen,
writing pen, but to pin the baby's diapers in place.
That would be a safety pen, if you were the kind of grandmother you should be.
Right. In talking about clothes, if you put something in the water, in hot water, and it drew up, you would say that it,
it's
rank. And the one you washed yesterday, you might say that the collar
drank.
And looks like everything I've washed lately has
shrunk.
Okay. Let's talk about a minute. If you're walking along a road and a dog jumps out at you and scares you,